Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
So if you're in the public arena and you're talking about insurance and health insurance and that sort of thing, you've got a lot of work to do these days. No question. You know, Obamacare is out there and the challenge is there. Plus, you know, if you're getting older, you need to think about getting into your 50-plus Medicare and the Medicare Advantage programs. Now is the time to think about those open enrollments. Jane Sung here, Senior Strategic Policy Advisor with AARP's Public Policy Institute, where she focuses on health insurance issues. Jane, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me today.
So, all right, I mean, there are a lot of issues out there. It seems to be in the headlines, well, pretty much every day these days when it comes to healthcare. Let's talk, though. I mean, so you must be busy all the time.
It's not boring here.
Yeah, no, it's not dull. I wouldn't, because you got policy challenges and issues all the time. We'll get back to that in a minute, because I do have a couple of questions. But tell me about, for folks that are getting older, 1,000 baby boomers a day turn 65 in this country. So I would assume just as many turn 50. Making them eligible for AARP and other programs. What about the 50-plus Medicare? What about the Medicare Advantage? What do people need to know?
Sure. Right now we're in the Medicare open enrollment season. From now until December 7th, this is the one time of year where people with Medicare can make changes to their health coverage and to their drug coverage. And this affects everyone who has Medicare, which is, in this country, over 58 million people.
So how open is the open enrollment period?
It's pretty open. You can make changes to your coverage if you have a private plan. If you have a Medicare prescription drug plan, which a lot of people do, open enrollment is your chance to switch to another plan that can save you money. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, which about a third of seniors do, and that's the private option through private insurance companies where you get your Medicare coverage, you can switch to another plan. If you have what's known as traditional or original Medicare and you're happy with your coverage, you don't really need to do anything to that health coverage, but you do need to take a look at your prescription drug coverage. And you can also use the open enrollment time to take a switch between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage. So there are a lot of choices out there for people.
You know, a lot of concerns for people, and I think it's always been true, but certainly these last few years have created it, put it a lot more front and center with the problems and challenges with Obamacare. The problems and challenges with changing Obamacare and changing the system. Now, someday soon, I'm going to qualify for AARP, and someday soon I'm going to need to focus more on those Medicare-type things. But right now, I can tell you, I've had plenty of challenges with Obamacare. I haven't seen, obviously, nothing has gone through to change where we are currently. And right now, if we stay on the same path, it seems to be unsustainable. And if we continue the path that the Republicans are going to go down, I don't know if that's going to work. What are your thoughts? Where are we going with health care? Because it seems like nobody's quite sure.
All the challenges and all the controversy around the Affordable Care Act is focused mostly on people with individual health insurance coverage. It's a relatively small group of people. Right now, we're talking about what's really a much larger group of people, which is 65 and older, some people who are younger as well. But the Medicare population is 58 million people. And for those people, this is the time of year to talk about open enrollment and all the changes. One issue that, that feeds into everything we're talking about for healthcare is prescription drug prices. We've all heard that prescription drug prices are really skyrocketing. The prices consumers are paying out of their pocket are going up and up. And for people who are older, for seniors, they take an average of 4.5 prescription medicines a day. So this is a huge issue for them. And open enrollment is a great opportunity for them to make sure that they're in the best plan and saving the most amount of money.
So how big does that number get over the next few years? If it's 58 million today, where is it in 2025 and going forward as more and more of the baby boomers go into the retirement years?
It's certainly a growing number of people. 58 million today, and it is growing, and people will continue to have all these choices and options in front of them. The good news is that there are steps that people can take to weigh all their options and save themselves some money. The prescription drug issue, for instance, that I just mentioned, if you're a senior right now and you're looking at your prescription drugs, make sure that all the plans that you're looking at cover the specific drugs that you take. You can take a look at how much do you have to pay when you go to the pharmacy. What are the rules around it? And then make sure
so
you
can
that
you custom
look at
fit
all
this.
Of your options. Excuse me?
You can custom fit this to a certain extent. You can kind of say, okay, here's the kind of coverage that I need for what I have going on. Are you telling me that it can be customized to a certain extent?
Absolutely. And if you go on to Medicare.gov, look at all your options, call 1-800-MEDICARE to speak to someone directly. It's a personalized decision.
All right. So that's extremely important. And if, I mean, the money saved is critical, right? I mean, for people on a fixed income or people that are retired, people that have a certain amount of money coming in every month, knowing exactly what you're going to spend on medication is it's very, very important.
Absolutely. And the key thing to know is open enrollment is now until December 7th. This is the time to take a look at those choices. Thanks so much
now,
for having me today.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you stopping in. I just want to make sure that people know where to go. Where can they check out? Is there one reference point you can give them?
Medicare.gov and 1-800-MEDICARE.
Thank you so much. Jane Sung, everybody, Senior Strategic Policy Advisor with AARP's Public Policy Institute. This is the time to do it. Make sure you get that taken care of because it can affect your pocketbook. It affects your bottom line, and it could affect, obviously, your health going forward. And if open enrollment is now, then you need to pay attention to that through December, and you can go get online and figure out where you're going from there. All right, straight ahead today, Liz Pika is going to be here. It's amazing to believe that Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell are now best friends again. We'll talk about that. Also ahead today, Don Shepherd is going to be here. He is the Scout Executive and CEO of Boy Scouts of America, part of the Michigan Crossroads Council. Boy Scouts have announced now, that they are going to allow girls into the Boy Scouts. What's going on with that? I mean, how does that promote growing into a fine young man? Well, I don't know, but they say there's reasons for it. The Girl Scouts claim they're doing it just for the money. They're coming after the money. Well, we'll find out. We'll have that conversation, plus a few other thoughts. And, of course, you'll be here for all of it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Thank you for stopping in. We'll be right back.